mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
9/11, 3.5 years ago, was a coup d'etat against the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And now a lake, an ocean of tyranny that was held up by the dam that was in the Congress is broken. We've got Bush and his minions running around talking about how God's on their side and how it's all about the Bill of Rights and Constitution and how they're giving us all this liberty when the exact opposite is happening. We're going to take a ton of your calls this hour, play some more clips of Lord Bush's speech and where he took the oath of office, which he totally violated. And I want to go over that oath of office. Then I want to go over the Bill of Rights itself and ask yourself, is this being violated, and give examples of that. Right now, let's talk to Rodney in Tennessee. Rodney, go ahead.
Well, this is Rodney in Texas.
All right. Well, I was told Tennessee, but go ahead, sir.
Well, regarding the protesters on C-SPAN 2, they're given live footage. So I just want to, if anybody wanted to tune into that, it is being it's been televised on C-SPAN 2.
But I good, because I wondered why from like 8 in the morning until 10:30 when I left the office to come in, I wonder why I flipped around all the channels and nowhere did they show protesters.
Right.
And now we found out from protesters in the protest, they were, the people at the front of the line were held back for an hour and a half this morning, weren't even allowed in.
Well, I, and by the way, on C-SPAN 1, they're taking phone callers in there, and the people that have flipped over to C-SPAN 2 and seen all of those protesters, and we're talking thousands of protesters, getting a lot of irate people who are saying, you know, this is outrageous. This is absolutely outrageous. You know, they on all of the mainstream channels, their news channels, CNN and Fox, and they're portraying it as everybody is in love with the king, Hitler, and Bush, and so on and so forth. But when you see all of these protesters over on C-SPAN 2, it's telling a whole different
story. Oh, that's
story.
Incredible. Please tape that. I'm trying to tape it at my other office, but... So people are calling in and noticing that the news isn't showing the protest, but C-SPAN is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really funny. I mean, the caller's calling in. You know, they have their little telephone call-in thing there and getting the response from
the caller. Other people are noticing what I'm noticing.
Yeah, well...
They're noticing that, because I was watching, like, where are the protesters?
Well, now, see, they have the line for Bush supporters, and then they have the line for people who oppose Bush, and the people who are calling in to on the Bush line are saying that those protesters are awful. They should, they ought to be thankful for the freedoms that they enjoy in this country. But the people who are calling, opposing George Bush are saying, this is awful that the protesters aren't being shown on the mainstream channels, and the only what's really going on is only being aired, and it's being aired on C-SPAN 2. So to answer your question, yeah, they're seeing what you're seeing, but you know, C-SPAN is trying to be fair and you know, let callers from both sides of the political fence air their views. So anyway, I wanted to ask you, Alex, I had a discussion with a neoconservative talk show host about a story that you shared yesterday regarding Tom Ridge and how he expects to employ this police state that we're seeing in D.C. over the rest of the country. And I unfortunately gave him the wrong news source, but I heard you earlier say that that's the statement Ridge made regarding that were on this Army website. What is that website, and where can I go on your website?
Yeah, stay there, and I'll talk about it after the break. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And the caller earlier was right. I want to go over Bush's changed oath of office, which is different than what's in the Constitution. Ah, but so what? While you're swearing to the Constitution, go ahead and violate it even in your oath. The people won't know. I mean, you know, they don't even know how many continents there are, or how many states are in the Union, or who the vice president is. Most high school seniors, the majority, don't know. They've been brainwashed quite nicely, so I want to go over that later and read over the evil Bill of Rights, because FEMA says those that make frequent references to the Constitution are bad. Boy, we really have a great government. But Rodney in Texas, you said you were talking to a neocon talk show host, and what, were they denying that Governor Ridge has openly said he wants to go to Posse Comitatus? Were they denying that there are 10 different military groups in D.C. running this? I mean, what was your discussion?
Well, first, they were actually taken aback. In fact, the guy said, at the tail end of me telling him, and I inadvertently gave him the wrong website, I said that I had gotten my source from the Washington Post, and I'm sorry I did that, but...
Well, no, the Washington Post mentioned the military were involved in security.
Right, but the statement.
Well, regardless, so you're sitting there talking to him.
So he basically said, obviously this this caller took these comments that Tom Ridge made out of context. Callers like that always do.
Now, this caller?
Well, he was referring to me. He was saying that I had taken the statements that Tom Ridge made about employing the police state and the test, that this was a test.
Okay, type in Governor Ridge, or Homeland Security Director Governor Ridge, calls for repeal of Posse Comitatus.
Okay.
You'll get articles going back 3 years ago before he was even confirmed as Homeland Security Director.
Right. But
you will get, I mean, I've got Fox News clips, you name it. Okay.
Right.
Now, if you go to Infowars.com,
right,
and there's a calendar, and you click on last Friday, or a lot of times it's the day after that, because the archive, say, for the 14th is actually the archive for the 13th. It's like newspapers.
Okay.
So you'll probably want to click, you know, a few days later. Up at the top, it says martial law in D.C. or something like that, and you click on it, and there'll be about 8 different news articles right there.
Right.
And one of those links to a subpage of the Army.mil website. And it's huge photos, video clips of Ridge talking to the troops. It's the Brigadier General standing on a big map, giving orders to all the police. And it says that that this is how they're going to integrate, and this is for the rest of the country. And it's right there, and you can send it to him. But, sir, you could have sent him that, and that talk show host would have denied that as well.
I know, but it just made me mad because...
What talk show was this?
It's a radio station that comes on overnight on KMOX out of St. Louis, 1120 a.m. It's a big talk show. But this guy does this to me all the time, you know. And the first thing he'll say is, oh, it's got to be an urban legend, a conspiracy theory, or this guy took this out of context.
Did you know the urban legend website list just all sorts of things that are publicly known as urban legends?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he... But regardless, you know.
Well, that's like Rumsfeld when he got up on Face the Nation, and they said, "Well, you've said there were weapons of mass destruction." He said, "That's an urban legend. That's totally made up." And they started playing clips of him saying it. So I just love how they try this. I mean,
the thing is they depend on their listeners not checking, you know, the facts, and that's the reason why. I'm like you. I take pride in making sure that I give the source and the fact, because I know that these guys...
But wait a minute. Is this guy hiding under a rock? I mean, he has to know that they're running military checkpoints all over the country. That's been all over the news.
Well, now, here's his response to that, Alex. He says, well, if it is true and you don't like it, if you don't like it, then you need to go out and vote against it.
Oh, well, the new special electronic voting machines. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the call. We're going to go to more calls here in a few minutes, but I want to play Dick Cheney and then George W. Bush's swearing in. I want to play this one more time, then I want to go over the Bill of Rights just quickly. Here it is.
I, Richard Cheney, do solemnly swear.
I, Richard Cheney, do solemnly swear.
That I will defend and support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of my office.
And I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
On which I'm about to enter, so help me God.
On which I'm about to enter, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Dum, 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 dum. And then here is Lord Bush being sworn in.
Will you raise your right hand, Mr. President, and repeat after me? I, George Walker Bush.
I, George Walker Bush.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Dun, 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 dun. All right. Now, let's go over the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging their freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. They're taking over the churches. They're regulating, like never before, seizing churches all over the country. They are restricting and arresting people for their free speech all over the country. They're paying off the press, and literally thousands of media people are paid off by the federal government and get paychecks. I've told you this for years. Now you've seen it in the mainstream news. And they're violating our right to assemble on public sidewalks, you name it, all over the nation. Like never before. So that is in tatters. Ah, the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. In the Federalist Papers, the news articles, everything the Founding Fathers wrote, it's the individual to throw off tyranny and defend yourself against street thugs. And Bush, under zero tolerance, they're grabbing people left and right for petty things with guns. They're putting in judges who were anti-gun. Alberto Gonzalez is vehemently anti-gun, and nobody's talking about it. Amendment 3, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. And that means militarized police. I mean, our police are already military. They call us civilians. So we're not supposed to have to pay for it. That was the form of taxation then, was having to give them a room. Fourth Amendment, boy, this one's really gone, but they keep acting like it's there. Well, the Fourth Amendment says we can have cameras in the bathrooms. The Fourth Amendment says we can listen to you on your cell phone without a warrant. Federal judges ruled they can put satellite trackers in your cars, already done it, without warrants. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation. That is, you got witnesses who were under oath in public saying this is in the house, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. That means once you get the eyewitness and the warrant, you don't go on a fishing expedition. Continuing, Fifth Amendment, and of course they're violating that just at every level. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on presentment of an indictment of a grand jury. They're grabbing citizens left and right, doctors, lawyers, people for the most petty of things they're alleging, holding them for 7 years in solitary confinement, forced drugging them. Just type in Dr. Charles T. Sell if you want to find out about that. And it goes on and on. And it says, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice in jeopardy of life or limb. That happens all the time now. Nor shall he be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, property without due process of law. Well, they come to your house for the census. They're supposed to just ask how many people live in the house, but now they got 54 questionnaires. Now they're going to go out yearly. They arrest people all the time. They call it resisting without violence if you don't answer questions. Supreme Court just ruled that. Just all the time, judges put people in jail for months for not answering questions. No more Fifth Amendment, boys and girls. Sixth Amendment, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. All the time, they just have judge-only trials in this country. Did you know that? Or the judges just ignore the jury. The jury found the Branch Davidians not guilty in 1994. He found them guilty, and some are still in prison. By an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall be previously accredited by law and to be informed of the nature of the cause or the accusation. They don't even tell you what you're charged with now, these terror laws. To be confronted with the witnesses against him? Carpet cleaner thinks they smell marijuana in your house. You get SWAT teamed. No, we're not going to tell you who it was. To have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Now you say you want to be your own counsel. They say no, and they appoint somebody who's paid by the government against you. And it goes on and on. They're all being violated. They're all being destroyed. They're all being dismantled. Once it's gone, it's hard to reaffirm. But they got the nerve, every other sentence about freedom, liberty. We're so free. We're so free. Surrounded by men in black ski masks with machine guns.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So, go ahead and celebrate that George Bush is your president. It didn't matter who got in. The New World Order moves forward, butchering everything America really is. And the Bill of Rights continues. We'll go to your calls here soon. I want to go over this, though, and then compare it to the Communist Manifesto here briefly. It continues with the Eighth Amendment. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. And if you don't think all, you know, excessive stuff for nonviolent offenders, excessive fines for petty things, they criminalize all the stuff that's no big deal or isn't really illegal, shouldn't be. And then for murderers, they get an average of 4.5 years. And then we're terrified by the murderers and go, give us more police state. And they go, sure, but it'll be for you. Ninth Amendment, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. That's just saying you got God-given rights. You're not a slave. Amendment 10. Tell me the feds haven't violated this. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited it by the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Again, folks, the limited powers of the central government, that's all they've got. The powers designated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. We are the government. We are the power. We're not the civilians. Notice we call the government people authorities, officials, and they call us civilians. Get back, civilians! That's what they call them in Iraq in a military dictatorship. Get back, civilians! How many times have I had cops at protests screaming at me, get back, civilian! And brandish their armaments. See, they're the overclass. They are the officials. We are the civilians. You're all civilians too, government. In fact, you're the lowest level of civilian. You're the servant. Of course, you don't want to hear that. Of course, in another system, you are the official. Now, the abolition of private property. This is from my book. I wrote a page comment on this, but I want to read the Communist Manifesto, and we'll go to your calls. Know your enemy, the Communist Manifesto. Some people think that we're fighting an international communist conspiracy. In reality, communism is merely a bastard child of the New World Order. Communism consolidates the people's wealth into the hands of the all-powerful central state, and national sovereignty is then collapsed into the greater hegemony of world government. Nevertheless, it is vitally important exercise to read the Communist Manifesto written by Karl Marx and Engels in 1847. In this exercise, examine each of the 10 planks and then compare them to the corrupt political climate of the United States, our laws, government structures, and the outlook of the American people. It is clear to anyone who has a rudimentary understanding of political systems that the globalists have implemented at least 8 of the planks in the United States. With the other 2 partially in place, we as Americans have to be concerned and turning the page here. Turned the wrong page. We as Americans have to be concerned and angry about the occupational government and how we're being conditioned to become practicing communists. This is what the global banking cartels wanted all along, to sell the people on accepting feudalism by packaging it as a movement for and by the people. And then the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Number 1, abolition of private property and the application of all rent to public purposes. The property tax, all the regulations. And again, it's the big corporations that are bigger than our government controlling it, taking our wealth and giving it to themselves. Number 2, a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. This is written 100 years ago, folks. Number 3, abolition of all rights of inheritance. Look at that. Number 4, confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. Now, back then, they meant that as criminals, you know, trying to run from them. And a criminal is anybody that didn't submit. So 4 is a little different today. Number 5, centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with a state capital and an exclusive monopoly. Centralization of the means of communication and transportation in the hands of the state. Look at all the executive orders, FEMA, the shadow government. Number 7, extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state. The bringing into cultivation of wastelands and the improvement of social and soil, generally in accordance with a common plan. All the federal control over farming. Number 8, equal liability of all to labor, establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. What do they do with the 7 million people in prisons? 9, combination of agriculture and manufacturing and industries, gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country by a more equitable distribution of the population of the country. 10, free education for all children in government schools, abolition of children's factory labor in its present form, combination of education with industrial production, etc. Goals 2000, no child left behind. You know the rest of the story. Your call's coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back. We're going to go straight to Eric and Ron and Wes and Henry and Ron and everybody here in just a few minutes. Hadn't had her up though in about a week, and I wanted to bring her up here on a big inauguration day. Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, high quality, made in America. Water purification systems with no moving parts. It takes about a minute and a half to put them together. And I think we should just trust the government and keep drinking the tap water, Debbie. And I think we should take all the new vaccines they want to force on us, too. And I believe everything the government tells me, so I'm not going to get a big Berkey system.
Well, you'll be surprised if you don't get a big Berkey how bad your water's going to be.
You know, I trust my government. I'm going to take it as an article of faith. It doesn't matter if Austin water now smells like sewer for the last 4 months. I'm just going to drink it and believe in Big Brother.
Well,
I'm not going to take control of my life, Debbie. I'm just going to drink the nickel and the cadmium and the lead and the arsenic and the herbicides and the pesticides and the Ritalin and the Prozac that they admit in all the major water supplies. I'm just going to drink all the dead bacteria.
And you'll be just like most of the people out there.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you talk every week on the show, and I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to take action. I'm going to buy bottled water that they admit in many cases is even more full of stuff. I just, on faith, I worship government.
I'm so sorry for you.
You're even worse. Debbie, you're even worse.
Why is that?
You've got a product made in America.
Oh, I know.
Actually made in America. What's wrong with you?
I don't know, and good help is so hard to get.
What's wrong with Jim Shepherd, the owner?
He must have a screw loose somewhere.
You know, it's actually like a treasure find when I do find something made in America. It's very rare. Sometimes I go, look, this was made in America. Can you believe it? It's unbelievable. It may be priceless. Seriously, your systems are the same price, roughly, sometimes less, than Indian knockoffs that are pieces of junk that you buy at sporting goods stores. Tell us about these gravity filters and how we get them.
Well, our Berkey gravity filters, like you said, they are made in America, and they don't have a whole lot of parts to them. As you said, they're easy to put together. They're very low maintenance, and they do purify the water of bacteria, silt, sediment, things like that. I mean, they're really great, and you can get them by calling me toll-free at 1-888-803-4438 or by going to our website, which is berkeywater.com, spelled BerkeyWater.com. But one thing I did want to mention, I had a customer recently in the last day or two ask me to talk about this on your show because there are some people who do not realize that if they do have one of those Indian knockoffs or another brand of gravity water filter, they can call me, and in most cases, the filters that we have, our Berkey Black Purification Elements, do fit in the system that they now have.
But I think I'll just pay the same price and get a piece of junk.
Well, okay, if you want, but you're better off calling me. I'm getting our good Berkey
Black. But the way of the world is always right.
Not necessarily.
I love the fact that every cordless phone I've bought that's made in Mexico or China, because you can't find one made in America, breaks within 3 months.
And you cannot hear on those phones.
Yeah, I mean, nothing works. The engineered obsolescence, you know, where the light bulbs break, are even quicker now. I think it's great.
Yeah, me too.
I love just piles of junk everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll call you, Debbie.
I'll take a vacation, Alex.
I think it's even worse that you guys are the biggest sponsors of this radio show and support freedom.
Well, I know. We better be careful of that. You know, about a half hour ago, all my phone lines went dead.
That's right. They're going to get you. No, to be serious, folks. That's another fun thing. Seriously, give Debbie a call. Order the Big Berkey, Black Berkey Elements, new and improved, without the lights, $199. Get one free gift. They got videos. Awesome stuff, potassium iodate, sports bottle filters. Get it with the LED lights that burn for 14 years with the rechargeable battery system that goes up at the top of it. It's kind of a little life buoy system for, $259. You get two free gifts. They got a bunch of other items and products and specials. Just give Debbie a call. Tell her that Alex Jones sent you so you can take advantage of these specials. And call toll-free, 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or go to BerkeyWater.com, and in the comment section, tell them it's the Alex Jones special and what free gifts you want. You can look at the free gifts there on the site. These are good free gifts, you know, like $30 items. 1-888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, and I'll try and use my Texas accent so they'll know that they're outsourced to other countries. The great state of Texas.
Yeah, they teach the people in Indy when you call to go, hi, how about them Dodgers? And they only know like 10 sentences. Now, this has been on the news. And then finally, you go, well, let me talk to your manager. Or, well, I've got this problem. That's right, folks. 888-803-4438. And when you call, leave your name and number. If they're busy, and they'll call you right back. Thanks for coming on, Debbie.
Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye.
You bet. Look, seriously. They're the best gravity filters out there, and they're made in America, and it supports this show, so do what you want. Folks, you're used to the bad taste of your water, all right? I drink tap water now. I am amazed by it. It is disgusting. Oh, boy. Let's just take action. Let's go ahead and go to the calls quickly now because I got some news I want to hit. Let us now talk to Eric in Illinois. Welcome, sir.
How are you doing, Alex?
Good.
All right, I got a couple things for you here. It's kind of sad. I'm a junior in high school. I mean, and, like, all the teachers and stuff are, like just pretty much just saying what the government's been telling us, you know. You have to give up your rights for freedom and all that fun stuff. And it's kind of sad, I mean, because a lot of people don't realize it. But
give up your rights for freedom. That's an oxymoron.
Yeah. Me and a bunch of my friends, we've been going around, you know, telling about your site and a bunch of other people.
Nah, good.
And, I mean, a lot of people that we've talked to have woken up, you know, and realized what's going on. A lot of people actually do listen to what we're saying. I mean,
well, see, and you know, it's instinctive in young people to become rebellious. That's genetically engineered into us by God, so we leave the hut, leave the nest, go set up our own operation. But the government's very good at taking that natural independence and putting it into false, destructive rebellion. Oh, go do drugs. That's cool when the government ships them in for you and has the Hollywood crowd promote it like it's cool and counterculture and rebellious. Or, you know, be a mindless idiot. No, to truly be revolutionary and to be rebellious against evil, which is a good form of rebellion, young people are waking up everywhere. It is so exciting. It spreads like wildfire. We're winning. And this is the MO I get from almost everybody I talk to, Eric, is the young people either are drooling, mindless idiots playing video games and taking Ritalin all day, or they're awake and know about the New World Order. Tell me about the awakening.
It's like, I don't know. I've like listened to your show back for the past 6 months. One of my friends told me about it. And, I mean, at first I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know about some of that stuff, but, I mean, everything that you say on your show, on your internet site, I mean, it's mainstream news. You hit back everything you say up. It's just not some, like, left-wing, right-wing wacko thing out there. I mean, it's all backed up. I mean, can't argue with the facts.
Yeah, we don't just post mainstream news. We post alternative news as well, alternative analysis linked to government admissions, but we also post and this is what's important, different about us. Industry publications, that's where they tell the truth. Communicating with each other. Nobody reads industry publications. We do. And legislation. And then our own reports, our own investigations. But go ahead.
And we need more people. I mean, just people need to not give up, you know, just, you know, spread the word about what's going on. I mean, that's the way we're going to get this job done.
It'll be just like with Ceausescu.
Yeah,
you know, over in the Eastern Bloc, everybody thought that he was invincible and it was a total police state. And finally, everybody just started talking. And then one day, it's just nobody likes this guy.
I mean, people seem to not give up and keep talking. I mean, it's scary how close it really is. Yesterday, last week, I was listening to my scanner, and I heard military doing like operation drills down south here, about around I think around Ottawa, because they're on handhelds or whatever. I mean, like, practice like storming buildings, coughing people, and putting them on the buses. I mean, it's scary how close the stuff really is.
So you tuned in and heard them doing a mass roundup drill?
Yeah.
Because I've been to these. I've been to probably, I don't know, six or seven of these. And it's been in the news, yeah. So you're actually listening on the scanner and hear them doing roundup drills. Describe it for us.
I mean, they're just, sound like they're like storming through rooms, clearing rooms, practicing. I mean, I think they actually had like people there, they were cuffing and putting on the buses and stuff like that. So you can hear them, like, bursting into a room yelling, cuff them, take them out of here, take them out of here. I mean, it was just kind of scary. I mean, that really woke me up. I mean,
and by the way, I got video from before 9/11 where the Marine officer says, this is for America. The role players, I'm an American, oh, we have rights, you're destroying this country. Shut up! Resistance will not be tolerated. The women go in this area of the camp. The men go here, and your children will be separated from you. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
It's freedom. But the border stays wide open. Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've watched this procession on television all morning. It is more of a coronation in that spirit than it is an inauguration. In all the years that I have seen these inaugurational celebrations, I have never seen such pomp and grandeur. It doesn't look like anything that... It's consistent with what I've seen in this country in the past, with many past.
Yeah, I heard Brett Hume this morning going, they used to just have a little ceremony in the back parking lot, but things have changed now forever. Well, and they were playing this royal music. Dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun. I mean, they were playing like the imperial, you know, like in the old movies you see where the jousting's going on.
Alex, it looks more like something. It's a cocktail of something you would have seen either in Victorian England combined with Tsarist Russia.
Exactly, but
the
shadow
of the Third Reich on top. That's what it looks like.
But listen, watching the people walk out to the stands, the pomp, the arrogance, the getting off on it, just loving the signet of power, just worshiping it.
Alex, hold on, it gets better. I'm glad there's a few people who can afford the $125 ticket to walk out in the stands. Now, a Fox News reporter made a comment that, and he played obtuse, and he's faking his ignorance, of course. He doesn't understand why the stands aren't full. Simple. Because they've restrained the right of people to have access to these stands unless you're one of the chosen.
Yeah, that's what they said. We've got stands along the entire route, and then, again, this morning I'm watching, up until the speech, no one is protesting because they wouldn't let anyone through the security. The front of the line, they made them stand there for an hour and a half, then they get through, and they're all behind the bleachers for the paid people to stand on a public street.
That's right. And this is supposed to be a public, a constitutionally recommended process, this inauguration, and it's anything but. It's to the highest bidder. And I have to say that I found out more recently, and I guess it fits, that most of the large contributors, private contributors to this coronation ceremony are basically financial and banking institutions. They're the biggest contributors.
Or defense contractors.
This is a real disgrace. You know, in the midst of Bush's speech, he spoke about slavery, and he says the slaves held up the banner for their freedom. Right at that point, Fox made a little boo-boo. Some guy in the crowd holds up a banner, and he's instantaneously arrested. We pay cheap, dirty lip service to freedom. But
we have had so many veterans, right where you're at in New York, die with their guts in their hands, fighting the Redcoats and their dragoons and their Hessians, murdering and killing our families, our ancestors, so we could hold up a sign. And did you notice? I had two TVs on in one room, another one on in another area. I was walking around watching. Every time they'd say God, they would cut to a picture or the face of Bush. Did you notice that?
I did notice that. They're manipulating religion. Matter of fact,
every time they said God, they cut to him.
I noticed this. Religion is being manipulated in this ceremony.
Listen, every other word was God and liberty and freedom.
And none of it squares up to their behavior. Now, you don't have to go back to the Revolutionary War. Do you know that the family members of people killed in Iraq were not even allowed to go along the parade route?
No, I know that.
Yeah, isn't that something you said?
Listen. Just 4 years ago, there were eggs coating the vehicle. But listen, I haven't been watching since I went on air at 11. Tell me, up until then, they never showed protesters, and I hear now it's still only on C-SPAN.
That's correct.
But so the news now, they don't just not let protesters in, they then don't even show them.
Well, not only that, they go further. They say, or they indicate that, well, there's no protest, like everybody's in agreement. We're in harmony on this.
Ellen, he's such a regular guy. You know, he's a regular guy. That's why they love him.
Listen, it's time it has to be said. If anybody says, well, I'm a good Republican and I'm behind this, I say that you're either demon-possessed or mentally insane. This is not Republicanism. And we should stop calling them neocons, please. The term conservative kind of lends some credibility. Call them what they really are, neocoms. Change the N to an M. They're neo-communists. These people are not neoconservatives. They're neo-communists.
Actually, type the ghost of Trotsky walks the White House halls, or type in Trotsky neocon. You'll get Washington Post, AP, Toronto Times.
Then let's call it accurate.
They were the Force International. That's who they were.
And that's exactly what they are right now, and we're being deceived through cheap propaganda because people want to delude themselves.
Hey, have you heard the latest? Alberto Gonzalez announced a big, aggressive move to pass more gun legislation.
That's another thing.
Arlen Specter has announced it, and then Hillary said, I'm for the faith-based initiative. Take over the churches.
Right, well, that's exactly what they're going to do. Once they put the churches on the dole, they'll lose any independence they may still retain. But you're right about Alberto Gonzalez. I wanted to bring that up. You're apple pie conservatives, and I speak to the audience that still has some faith in this nonsense. The man is in favor of the assault weapons ban and gun control. That's what your apple pie conservative attorney general designation.
Hey, he's now announcing, look, in New York with your governor's help, now they've gotten the liability. They never passed liability protection in the Congress, totally run by Republicans, and now they're going to start shutting down all the gun manufacturers. Thanks for the call. We're losing. Because of you, you stupid neocon followers, you idiots! All right. I just love this country. I'm sorry, I love this country, you fools. Let's go ahead and talk to, you just keep celebrating, you idiots. West of New Mexico, go ahead.
I got a question, Alex, or more of a statement. Under Section 802 of the Patriot Act, I had identity theft happen to me. I was contacted this morning by a gentleman who told me that when he was moving, his girlfriend found a bunch of my information along with several other people. So him and I were working together, calling the cops, tried to get the detective down here to take a report. And the lady at the fraud division told me that I couldn't make a report unless I was a victim of a crime. And how did I know that I was a victim? And I said, well, I checked my bank statements, and some money was taken out of there within the last few days, purchases I didn't make. And I said, besides, under Section 802 of the First Patriot Act, any violation of the criminal laws of the United States or any state is considered domestic terrorism. As soon as I said that, she fast-forwarded me right to a detective. Didn't want to talk to me. Now, here's the music. Want me to hold on?
Well, it shows the double-edged sword of this stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get this thief hanging from a yardarm. I'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We'll get more into the inauguration in the days to come, and there's so much other stuff that's happening as we see the agenda of Bush. I mean, he goes out and gives speeches, I believe the Second Amendment, and he appoints all these judges and people who like want to ban it. Oh, man. Well, I guess I better turn my guns in. I'm a good Republican. You're liberal because you're for guns. Just you people are sick. But Wes, just in 30 seconds, finish up your story.
My question to you is, why are they so quick to defend the criminal in these cases rather than the victim?
It's just easier for them to pay it off, and they've made the system with all these ID cards so there's identity theft so that they can then push this national ID card. So what happened when you talked to the detective?
Finally got a nice old retired detective to actually take a report, and he's actually sending somebody out later today to collect the information this gentleman has. It took a retired cop who actually doesn't really work for the police department to call me back.
Interesting. Thanks for the call. Yeah, see, they don't enforce the laws on the real criminals. It's all for us. It's all for us. Let's talk to Harvey in Florida. Harvey, go ahead.
It's an honor to speak to you again, Dan, Alex.
Honor to talk to you.
You're really terrific today and quite a few days lately. This is probably the most sickening and saddest day in American history.
But Bush talked a lot about freedom.
They're exhibiting the biggest case of political paranoia that has ever been seen on planet Earth.
Well, it's not even political paranoia. They're just setting the precedent where you don't see the protesters and where they violate your rights. And where they
display of weaponry and the display of the military, I would say they're guilty of political paranoia.
Guatemala and El Salvador and Russia, they have troops on the streets. Why not here? It's freedom. It's like that in China.
Didn't Bill Frist say that's going to be one of the latest crimes, political paranoia? They could all be put in a mental asylum.
Well, I think that's good.
I mean, this is the biggest display of cowardice that probably the Earth has ever seen. And the military that's there and the policemen are there.
Did you know Bush was a fighter ace in World War II? Not his dad, Bush Jr.
Did you ever hear the real story about that, Daddy Bush?
Out and killed the crew, yeah. And I've even talked to some of the people that were on the ship when he landed. It was bad what he did, but look, the point here is I was being sarcastic about Bush Jr. I've heard it implied that he was a secret fighter ace. No. He was a combat vet. You didn't know that? Thanks for the call. I'm sorry I'm out of time. I'm sorry to the other Ron in New York and all the other callers. I apologize. Call me back tomorrow, Harvey, or call me back on Monday. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, just real briefly here at the end of the broadcast. I haven't been plugging my videos a lot lately, and they're great films, and it supports what we're doing here. And we've got some of my best films, my newest film, buy one copy, 1995, American Dictators. Each additional copy, $5.95 on DVD. Same thing with 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Buy one copy, each additional copy, $5.95. You can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse all the titles and read about the videos and watch free clips of them, then order them via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Or you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Folks, we're waking people up. We're starting to win the fight. And the bullies may bluster and huff and puff and threaten to blow the house down, but this house is built of brick. And if we stand up to the big bad wolf, they're going to lose. God's help. 1-888-253-3139. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. So much new stuff posted there at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's just amazing. All right. Another puppet president. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Ensconced with all the pomp and circumstance of Julius Caesar. Ha! People are seeing through it. And we're going to win this war. God bless you.